This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Dr. Mark Moyer, who teaches at the U.S. Marine Corps University. He's also the author of Triumph Forsaken, the Vietnam War, 1954 to 1965. On Friday's edition of National Review Online, Dr. Moyer compared the Barack Obama candidacy of 2008 to the Jimmy Carter candidacy for president in 1976 and says there are some disturbing parallels that we should become aware of. And Dr. Moyer, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Obviously, the situation that most people would jump to mind real quickly is that Republicans were in the White House and not very popular at that point. Gerald Ford, of course, had pardoned Richard Nixon, who resigned during Watergate. Right now, we're going through some economic turmoil, and President Bush wasn't all that popular to begin with, even before this situation hit. So what did Jimmy Carter promise in light of those circumstances, and how is it similar to what we're seeing from Barack Obama today?
He promised that he was going to cut down on taxes, and he was going to be fiscally responsible, hold down spending, and he promised he was going to balance the budget, while at the same time undertaking all sorts of social programs. And he also said that, you know, he was going to cut military spending, but reassured Americans that he was actually tough on foreign policy, that in fact we'd been too easy on China and the Soviet Union, and that it was now time to get tough. And he, you know, very much portrayed himself as a moderate, in fact talked about how I appeal not only to liberals but to moderates and conservatives, and you know, this is the politics of the future, we're beyond left and right, that sort of thing, which we've obviously heard again recently.
And Dr. Moyer, go through the Carter record on the issues you just talked about. Obviously, there's a lot of voters who are too young to remember what he promised and what he did. So between 1977 and 1981, how did he follow through on those promises of lower taxes, reduced spending, and tough foreign policy?
Yeah, well, he backed out of his promises on reducing taxes, increased the Social Security tax, and he had specifically, during the campaign, said, I'm not going to increased payroll taxes. I put taxes on oil and gas. And a lot of that hit industry directly, but of course, indirectly, that ended up hitting the American people as well. Federal spending went up dramatically, and those on the left side of his party got him to undertake various egalitarian spending programs. And of course, as a result of those policies, the national debt increased to $914 billion. And on the foreign policy front, you know, we know he is, I think, in terms of foreign policy, the worst president we've ever had. He did not get tough on our enemies, and in fact, he caved into them. He wanted to have better relations with our enemies, you know, Soviet Union, China, Cuba. And at the same time, he was tough on our allies and told them they needed to shape up or repel aid. And this, of course, led to failure in Nicaragua and Iran. And of course, then we have the debacle of the Iranian hostage crisis, and you know, a lot of the weakness and the failures during that time, I think, were brought on by the fact that he was not someone who was tough on foreign policy.
Also in this piece, Dr. Moyer, you talk about some areas where you believe Barack Obama not only wouldn't follow through on his promises, but that he's being completely disingenuous in how he's presenting those promises, namely on trade, on spending, and the role of the now very controversial group ACORN. Elaborate on that if you could.
Well, I think the biggest single myth that he's put out there is that he's going to implement a net spending cut. And, you know, as I mentioned in the article, the media gave him such a pass on this when he said at the second debate that he went ahead and issued it again during the third debate. And it continues to be something he's not taken much heed for. But, you know, if you look at the National Taxpayers Union, a nonpartisan organization, they estimated that under Obama, the net spending is going to increase by at least $292 billion per year. And that's without some of the programs factored in, that, you know, because Obama has talked about all these ambitious social programs. We don't even know how much some of those are going to cost. Had McCain said something like that, I think his candidacy would have been over. In terms of the debate, he talked about ACORN and how he was not going to, it hasn't been involved with them for the last few years. But, you know, of course, we know he took $832,000 from them, and he's talked in private about how he is going to help them shape the agenda for his presidency. And, you know, we have promise after promise from him that is not something that we have any confidence he's going to fulfill. And I think the most telling statement of all came from Senator Biden in his infamous Seattle speech, where he talked, of course, we've heard a lot about this remark that that Obama's going to get tested. But one part of it that hasn't really gotten much attention is that, you know, Biden admitted that they're going to be doing some unpopular things and that their poll numbers are going to fall dramatically within the next year. And I think that's pretty strong indication that, in fact, they know they're promising all these things and promising to move to the center, and once they're elected, if they're elected, that they're going to back out of a lot of those things. And so I just think it's the chances of them living up to their campaign promises are pretty close to zero.
Less than a minute left here, Dr. Moyer, and you also talk about how things could be a little bit more dicey for this country than even during the Carter years because of the type of Democratic ideology that dominates in the Congress that didn't have the same sort of domination 30 years ago.
Right, that's right. I mean, in the 70s, you still have a large conservative wing within the Democratic Party, mainly from the South, and so they put the brakes on some of the spending. You know, you had people like Ted Kennedy on the left who were pushing much more for aggressive spending and on entitlements, on social programs, so forth. You know, now you don't have that conservative wing in the Democratic Party, so that restraint is not there. And also, you know, Carter himself did have certain fiscal responsibility tendencies from his past, and he was not at the far left of his party. He was sort of in the middle of it. And Obama, you know, of course, we know in 2007 was the most liberal senator in the U.S. Senate, and there seems very little to believe that he has any sort of moderating tendencies. So without any checks, you know, I think with Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid there, I think we're going to see a pretty sharp turn to the left if Senator Obama is elected.
Dr. Moyer, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us today.
Great. Thanks for having me on.
And Dr. Mark Moyer teaches at U.S. Marine Corps University. He's also the author of Triumph Forsaken, The Vietnam War, 1954 to 1965. This is Dateline Washington.